A theater of the absurd. That's what Russian President Vladimir Putin called the ongoing sanctions against his country. The sanctions are the West's response to the Russian annexation of Crimea. And Putin admitted that the Russian economy is suffering severely under them. In an interview with the German tabloid Bild, published today, Putin also said that Russia's non-oil and gas deficit has risen to very dangerous levels.
Temperatures in Moscow have reached sub-zero, but it's not just the weather that's had a frosty start to the new year. The mood of Russians has also reached rock bottom. Everything's getting more expensive, that's for sure. I don't know, but it seems things are going to get worse for the country. We live outside the city and our pensions are very low. How are we supposed to survive on $100 a month? Medicine has become more expensive. Food and housing costs too. It's tough. On the first day of trading in 2016, the ruble fell to its lowest in 6 months. And the Russian economy overall is continuing its downward trend, dropping 3.8% in the past year. In an interview with the German tabloid Bild, President Vladimir Putin admits that the Western sanctions are to blame. According to Putin, the sanctions make it tough for Russia to borrow money on international markets, a problem, he says, for both sides. But it's plummeting oil and gas prices that have hit the Russian economy especially hard. That collapse in income has to be offset elsewhere in the country. Though Putin failed to say exactly how, he also didn't explain his plans for controlling inflation. Drastic action is needed in order to keep the rubles flowing and drive the economy forward.